There's two important numbers that can really help you in business. They are 80 and 20. So let's explore how you can take full advantage of those in today's episode. Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Osman Sharif, the business owner's coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. I know that you work hard in your business. That's right, isn't it? You're probably sitting here nodding your head saying, yes, Osman, you really get me. Because I am working hard and focusing on growing my business. But we then have to ask the question, is everything that you're doing truly making a positive impact and a difference for you and your business? Or could you actually be wasting your time, energy, and money? But today, I'd love to share with you and let's together explore a powerful principle that can help you actually do a really quick audit inside your business and your life to allow you to focus on the things that will make a true difference. Are you ready? Let's go. I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds. It's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now. Simply go to osmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. So I started this episode by sharing two numbers, the number 80 and the number 20. And you may be familiar with these two numbers. And if not, then I'm going to lift off the veil and share it with you today. These are the numbers around the Pareto principle. And what that basically means is it's a simple rule that suggests that 20% of your activities will typically account for 80% of your results. Let me say that once again. 20% of your activities will typically account for 80% of your results. And this Pareto principle is named after an Italian economist, Wilfredo Pareto, where back in 1895, he did some studies where he basically found that 80% of the wealth across Italy at that time was controlled by 20% of the population. He then applied this on other situations and the same thing applied over and over again. So what does this mean for you? I bet a few things. I bet you that 20% of your activities or the actions that you're taking, i.e. your marketing, the events that you're going to, where you're hanging around, are actually accounting for 80% of your results. Or 20% of your products or your services are accounting for 80% of your revenue. Think about your top selling items or your top selling services. Or 20% of your clients are actually accounting for 80% of your revenue or profit. That's actually true in my business because it's around 20% on average of my clients who account for 80% of my work and my referrals. And this can go on and on. Think about it. I'm sure that 20% of your audience are those that are engaging with around 80% of your content or your posts most of the time. Or it's about 20% of the ideas that you have that you wake up in the middle of the night that you think, this is the best idea for me. it's probably only 20% of those that will actually make the 80% difference if you apply them. Or 20% of the books that you read or the podcasts that you listen to. But on the whole, when it comes to learning, it's probably only 20% of what you take away from a conference or 20% of what you take away from that book or that podcast episode that when applied will actually make 80% of the difference for you. And you can think about this in the flip side or the more negative way as well. So let's talk about beliefs and mindset, for example, because these are things that I know can have a negative impact on business owners. And it means that it's not those that are constantly haunting you or holding you back that we need to be aware of, because actually it could just be those mindsets or those thoughts that you have or those challenges that might only be peeking their ugly head up about 20% of the time, but they could actually be having a negative impact, i.e. 80% of the impact on you not taking action, finding life harder than it needs to be, or getting in your way. And I could go on and on with this. And again, when I was starting to think about the Pareto principle again, which I came across many years ago, that I kept thinking about how much this applies. And even though it's so simple, how impactful it can be for us when we take control and actually use it to our advantage. So a few more examples. Think about your bad habits. It's probably only 20% of your bad habits that actually are causing you the biggest challenge. I know for me, for example, on the whole, I generally eat pretty healthily, apart from when it comes to crisps or snacks, okay? It's those 20% of actions that really do have a big impact on me. Or distractions. Think about it. There's probably 20% of the things that distract you on a day-to-day basis that actually has an 80% impact on your productivity. Or even look at your phone. You probably only use 20% of your apps, which are probably what's distracting you about 80% of the time. Look at your wardrobe. Again, my wardrobe is a bit bulging and I was trying to sort it out, doing a bit of Marie Kondo on it the other week. And actually what I figured out is that 20% of my clothes are the things that I wear about 80% of the time. Even on Spotify or whatever you choose to listen to or to buy music around, it's actually only 20% of the music or the songs or the albums that I listen to repeat after repeat after repeat on car journeys or if I'm traveling. And this also applies to us no matter what age we are. For example, my darling boys that keep us on our toes, when we were tidying up their rooms the other day because they made a mess of it again, which is just typical for young toddlers and young boys, isn't it? But I got frustrated because what I realized was that they only play with a handful of their toys most of the time, i.e. 20% of the toys are the things that get used 80% of the time. So the rest of their toys is just basically clutter and is just a waste of time, space and energy. Keep putting them back into the toy boxes because they just get pulled out when they're trying to go for their favorite toys. So taking it back to you, what does this mean? You could think about it again on the flip side. And even at those times when you are working really, really hard and you're putting 80% of your energy into certain things, certain activities, they actually might only be getting you a 20% return or 20% impact on your goal or whatever that measure is. And that could actually mean that you're doing too much things that might not actually be making the difference. So how about you start to think about what can you switch around? Where could you be spending your time, your money, your energy, your focus on doing the things that will get the better return and as a result, you actually do less? So it sounds like a win-win in that way, doesn't it? So over to you now, because I really want you to take full advantage of the 80-20 rule in your business. So start by looking at what you're doing and what are the 20% of things that are making the biggest impact on you. You can look at that in terms of your revenue. What percentage are you getting the most revenue from? That could be in terms of certain customers or clients or even products. And how do you give more time and attention to those customers or those products in a way? They could be the things that you promote even more or you focus upon. I went through this exercise with one of my one-to-one clients the other week, and what they noticed was that they were getting 80% of their leads from when they were speaking at certain industry events, but they were actually spending about 80% of their time on certain social media platforms that really weren't giving them much impact, engagement, or even reach. So guess what they've decided to do more of? Yep. And what are they going to do less of? Yeah. So it gives you that chance to really just focus on going, why am I doing things and is it making the biggest impact? And again, personally, that also related to me. When I actually was going through that with my client, I thought, hold on a second. I know that 80% of new opportunities typically come from me when I do a speaker session or I do a masterclass or I'm interviewed on a podcast as a guest, for example, which when I look back in the last year, I actually have done less of those type of things. So I am making a conscious effort on switching that around going forward. So once you've done your audit, it then allows you to decide on what you're really going to be focusing more on and what you're going to spend less time doing as well. And then just notice the positive impacts that has on you, that has on your business as well. So please do take action, apply this to your business. And also remember, you can apply this to all areas of your life. And it's not about the quantity, it's actually more about quality. Because think about it, it's probably about 20% of the nights out that you go on that accounts for 80% of the positive memories or the experiences that you have. So it might give you some decisions or times to go, actually, less is more. Or it's probably just 20% of your close friends or your close circle that gives you the most energy, that gives you the most enjoyment. So it gives you that chance to go, am I giving them enough back? Am I spending enough time with them? And actually, am I prioritizing them as well? So like I say, this is an episode with the Pareto principle that you can apply in all areas of your life. So as always, I am nosy. So I love to hear how you're applying this and what impact it has on you. So please do let me know how you get on. Drop me an email or hit me up on social media. You can find out all my social media handles on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook over on the show notes. And as always, if you've enjoyed this episode and previous episodes, please do help me. If you haven't already, take just a few seconds to go on to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, leave a review and a rating on the podcast. It would mean a lot to me. And what that then does is it helps other people to find this podcast even easier. So I look forward to sharing even more with you on the next episode. So be sure to tune in for it and take action so that you get to make the best advantage of the 80-20 rule. Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favor and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey. And also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard, because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to osmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.